This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Some cybersecurity experts think that a Miami company whose software was exploited in a massive ransomware attack is downplaying the number of businesses affected. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kaseya has been estimating the number of businesses compromised by the cyber attack is in the low thousands. But security experts say victims are still being identified, especially since the attack occurred over a long holiday weekend. Kaseya reports dozens of its affected customers are managed service providers, with multiple customers downstream. At least 17 countries were affected by the hack. Thousands of IT customers in Germany, 800 supermarkets in the Swedish co-op, more than 100 kindergartens in New Zealand, and two Dutch IT service companies. Kaseya is supposed to be issuing a security patch this week, and the White House is involved in trying to track down the culprits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Top Biden administration officials have hosted a brother to powerful Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Washington. Tuesday's meetings are the highest level such visit since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linking the Saudi Crown Prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by the Saudi Deputy Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman in advance. Joe Biden, the president, pledged during his presidential campaign to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses. His administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interest with Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Officials overseeing the search at the site of the Florida condominium collapse seem increasingly somber about the prospects for finding anyone alive. They said Tuesday that crews have detected no new signs of life in the rubble nearly 2 weeks after the disaster struck and the building in South Surfside. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said search teams have not found anything positive, such as livable spaces in the debris. While the effort is still officially called a search and rescue mission, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the families of those still missing are preparing for news of a tragic loss. Hurricane Elsa is expected to impact a broad portion of the southeast. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Elsa is a minimal hurricane. Top sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the expected path of the storm has it bumping along just off Florida's west coast into Wednesday morning, bringing high winds, storm surge, and heavy rain to the more than 3 million people in the Tampa Bay area.
The Tampa Bay metro area, Ruskin, you start getting really really close to these areas, St. Pete.
The storm is expected to come ashore north of the bay, then move from the southwest to the northeast across the state into coastal
Georgia. Later tomorrow afternoon, overnight through Georgia, and then by 2 p.m. on Thursday, we're up there in North Carolina.
I'm Tim McGuire.
South Korea is seeing a steep rise in coronavirus infections unseen since the worst of its outbreak last winter, while most of its people are still unvaccinated. The 1,212 new cases added Wednesday is near the country's pandemic high. Health experts say the government sent the wrong message to the public by pushing for a premature easing of social distancing despite a steadily rising caseload. The prime minister said officials will consider tougher social distancing rules if transmissions continue to grow. He pleaded for public vigilance and said the situation was an emergency where we need to invest all our abilities to respond. Authorities in a Chinese city bordering Myanmar locked down the city Wednesday as a fresh outbreak of COVID-19 expanded. The health authority said another 15 cases were found in Ruili in southwest China, on top of six in the first 2 days. The lockdown took effect at midnight. It required residents to stay at home and shut down all businesses and public institutions except hospitals, pharmacies, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.